So I want to finish up this Shir Lamed that I gave you. I think you have that source, right? So just the last in Yonim of this Simon on Ro Adam Machnas Tashmish, and it's really kind of miscellaneous topics, certain details, some which are not really so much Nogei Lamaisa, but again, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to go through it. And we'll go through and see what they really are. It's more discussion Achronim than Rishonim. Our point of departure is the famous Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel Beis that we've seen already a number of times, and that's really a very important Mishnah Halacha L'Maaseh, right? If a woman has a Veses, and then it changes, right? So Hoysel Emuda Lios Ro Yom Tezvav. She saw on day 15. Again, Rashi explains it. Day 15 since the Tefillah, whatever, the number is not important. Okay, she had a consistent practice or a consistent habit that this is when she always saw on day 15. Veshinsa Lios Ro Yom Chav. And suddenly a certain month she saw on day 20. So the following month, Zev is Asurin, right? The 15th day of the following month, or again, it's the interval. It doesn't matter. Let's assume it's the interval number of days, whatever it is. But 15 days the next time, 15 days after Tefillah the next month, she has to be Parish because, after all, maybe she's establishing a new pattern. On the other hand, I'm sorry, the 15 is because maybe she's, that was just an aberration and she's continuing the same old pattern that she's already established. So therefore she's Asurin on the 15th. But she's also going to be on the 20th because maybe she's now establishing a new pattern. Okay, again, we've discussed this, and it's very important. The Shinsa Pamayim Yom Chav. Now, 2 months in a row, it happens on the 20th day. There's still Zevazeris on the third month. Again, since she's not, it could be that there were 2 months of aberration. We don't establish anything until something happens three times. So the following month, again, she's going to be Asura on the 15th, but also, I'm sorry, Asura on the 20th, but also still on the 15th because maybe the old pattern is still in place. But Shinsa Gimel Pom Liom Chav. And now it happened three times in a row, day 20, then Hutar Tesvav, then the 15th day is already Mutar. That's considered to have been uprooted already. That Vesis of 15 days already considered to be uprooted. Okay, so that we know. So the Rambam applies this din here in the Hilchos Terubiya Perek Dal Lachachov to our situation of Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish, okay, saying the following. Misha Rosh Adam Bishas Tashmish. She saw once, she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. Okay, so that's considered to be an aberration. And therefore, she's Mutaris to be with the husband a second time. Rosh Adam Pam Shnia, it happened the second time. It's also, okay. Once or twice is not a problem. If she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish once or twice, she can continue to have Tashmish. Mishamash is Pam Shlishis. But Rosh Adam Bishlishis, then Hareza Asur L'Shamish in Baal Zela Olam. Then she, that's strike three, then she can no longer go back to this husband forever. But But as we discussed in the last few shurim, there's nothing to be told. There's no other reasonable explanation as to why she has dama. It must be because of the tashmish. And again, she can go to a different husband because maybe it was his pressure or his aver and so on. We had that already. Different shitas. If it's near the time of revesa, she can be told of revesa. That's the Rambam lens again. We discussed that. Or as we discussed the last couple of days, if she has some kind of other injuries, some irritation, or some bruise there, she told him that. Again, if the blood is different color, we're not told, we saw the Ramban, doesn't rely on that today, fine. She's nemenis to say that she has such a maka there. Okay, we discussed that too. They have to know that it's a maka that's mutzi dam and so on, and it has relevance, as we discussed last few days, well beyond the sugya of ro dam machmas tashmish. Okay, mutter, even though the dam comes out during tashmish because she has a maka. Okay, on that Rambam, the Agos Maimonides, here in Hilchos Terubiya Perek Dal Lachachov, Os Lamed, writes the following. The Agos Maimonides sticks in. But Mihu Mechash Chashin Chadazimna. The Rambam tells us she's Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish once, no problem. She can go back and be with her husband. But he says Mechash Chashin Chadazimna Achariyoso. She has to be choshesh, just like we saw. No, it was a parallel, just like we saw in the mission. The din is regarding Vestas, right? After one time, after we choshesh, she always saw day 15. Now suddenly she saw day 20. So the following month, she has to be choshesh day 15. That's a normal pattern, but she still has to be choshesh for day 20 the first time, even after one time. So he says the same thing here. We have to figure out the echatim. So he says, Mi'u mechash choshesh chadazim acharyasa kigon. Okay. Im ra'asa pam achas o shtei pamim b'leil beis shel tevila. Okay. She saw, there's going to be now a combination of the Tashmish and a calendar day. So the Ragos Maimon is right that if she saw one time or two times, even, 2 days after the tevila, she was with her husband and a couple of days after tevila, and the following month, the same thing. And she was Ra'ah Machmas Tashmish on that date. Other times, she wasn't Ra'ah Machmas Tashmish. But again, 2 days after the tevila, she saw Dam, 1 month. And the following month, again, Bilel Bey Shel Tevila. So, okay, so Achaka. Then Tifrosh Mibala Lel Shane Shel Tevila. So she better not be with her husband. She has to be Choshesh, not that she's going to be Ra'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish 2 nights after the Lel Tevila. Now she saw beyond Bey Shel Tevila. She has to be Choshesh for that the next time. Keshadagia Tevila Cheres. And therefore, Keshadagia Tevila Cheres, Tifrosh Mibala Lel Shane Shel Tevila. The next time she toivels, she goes to the mikveh, she has to not have a relationship with him the second night afterwards. Okay, but the third month she doesn't have to. We call the commodore. This is all from the Maharam Zal Maharam Rutenberg. See, the Maharam Rutenberg says is that if there is a pattern of Ra'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish, just like we saw the pattern in terms of a Veses or some other, nothing to do with Tashmish, but she always sees day 15, now suddenly she sees day 20, so she still has to be Choshesh day 15, but she's now Choshesh day 20 also, even after one time, the following one. So too, Ra'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish, she's Choshesh for the following month. And if a woman sees she's on the second night after Tevila, the next month, she better abstain the second night after Tevila. Okay, now there's no kriya till happens three times, but we're still choshesh after once or twice. And if there's already now happens three times, so then we have a bigger problem. But in terms of the smaller problem, she at least has to be choshesh on that day. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like again 2 nights after the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in our Simmons in Kuf Pei Zayin. If you had, that's what we're up to. Source 4, Haroi Adam Mashmish Bishas Tashmish Mutaris Shamish Pamshni Kishetitar. Okay, if a woman is Ra'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish, so she's permissible to permit it to have Tashmish again after she becomes Tahor. But Miu Mechash Chayshin and Echad Zimna Achariyasa. But we are Choshesh for whatever happened that one time. Kegon Ra'asa Pam Achas O Pamayim Beleil Shel Tevilasa. And then if she saw one question, yeah.
Is this Maram within the same? Thought we had a Rashi a few days ago. She does Rashi a few days ago about Dam Machmas Tashmish, that it creates like a second set of Vesets.
Like, yeah, I think that's what she's talking about, right? It's a combination of the Dam Tashmish and the calendar date. Yeah.
Is this only within Shita's Rashi? Or?
No, oh, it's only within Shita's Rashi. That I have to, I'm not sure. I have to check that. I'm not sure. I think it's that Shita, the question. I mean, Shorach Paskins this way. Other Rishonim, I'm not sure. I didn't really see this discussed. To be honest, I didn't see this discussed on other Rishonim. We'll see in a moment. We'll see in Achronim, but I didn't see it discussed in other Rishonim. So I'm not sure. That's in question. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it. So he says, "Miu mechash chashin echadit achriyos." Gone. Rosa pam achas or pamayim beleil shel tevilasa. Kishadegia tevila acheres tzvicha lifros shel shel tevilasa. Vein tzarach lifros shel shel tevilas shlishes. The chol midilo kav vesel of chashin el echadazimna. So there's a number of problems with what the Mechaber says over here. First of all, notice the change. The example that the Hagos Maimonides gives is it was the second night after the Tevila. Okay, it was the second night. And he says, Leil Tevilasa. Okay, so is that, now you could say, okay, he's just picking a different example, you know. But as we'll see in a moment, the Chavos Das and Sukkot and Tesvav here in Source 5 says that that's an intentional change. The other question, of course, is, well, what do you mean? If she sees Leil Tevilasa, so, and she's Choshesh, how do you ever have the next time? Leil Tevilasa. I mean, she's supposed to be Choshesh, I thought, Leil Tevilasa, right? So how do you ever have the second? How can you ever have a third time, right? So we'll have to talk about that. But anyway, that Chavos Das, here first, well, the first things first. So again, the Shulchan Aruch follows this Hagos Maimonides, although he changes the example to a case when the Leil Tevilasa is not the second night after, but the Ra'ah Dam Machmas Tashmish is not the second night, but the Leil Tevilasa. So Chavos Das writes, the Kotan Tesvav, here, 5, in the middle, he says, Omnam near the Mechaber Bechivein Shina Miloshna Gos Maimonides. Again, you could say, okay, he picked this example, he picked that example. What's the difference, right? Like I said before, the Mishnah and Talmud Gimel, 15 days, 20 days, you'll pick a different, make it to 18 days and 22 days, whatever, right? Just pick those examples. I think we saw the Rambam gave different examples, but whatever it is, here you could just say it's a different example, but that's not what the Chavis Da'as says. The Chavis Da'as says, why the mechaber tefila? But later on, it's in kuf pei tes of Zion. The law I'm reading kfit to the esmol gorim. This thing we also referring to this combination, right? There's something here. It's somehow it's the tefila and the tashmish. It's two things that are generating this. So we have later on in some kuf pei tes. About something else that caused the lekvitza, jumping, okay? But it says in the Shulchan Aruch over there, the law I'm reading the kvitza, the esmol gorim, utvila damik kvitza. You know, you're not going to make a vessel, so she jumped yesterday, she did this physical action yesterday, and now she got it. We're not going to be, the Shulchan Aruch, so you can't go back and say that's what caused it. Okay, things like kvitza and things like that is when that caused it that day. You're not going to say, oh, it turns out that every month, 3 days after she jumped, that doesn't work. Okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. The law amrina kvitza the esmol gom, and tvila damik kvitza. And then he assumes that over here, okay, just like the what's called the vesis, this is like one of the vesis aguf, right? Vesis kvitza, okay, is only if she saw dam when she was caught, when she jumped around that day, okay, but not the previous day. So, and tvila says the same thing. That's why the Mechaber didn't want to pick the example of Agos Maimonis, that it was the second night, because then he said that wouldn't matter. That wouldn't establish a Vesis, sort of the combination of the Tvila and the Tashmish, okay? Because it says the same thing. So what does Agos Maimonis hold? So he says Agos Maimonis after the Tvila. The chayshe gamla laila shnei shel tefila. Efshe the sfir lake again kanach posim. Efshe hashachsham. The shach over there brings down that no. The amrina kvitza the esmol garim. He says it is shayach to have vesa kvitzas even the day after. Okay, even the day after. Okay, and that's what the shach says. Just a moment. Yeah. Just a second. So that's the Shach. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, the Shulchan Aruch says it's only going to be that night. Okay? Ufizak, nearest. But here, so that's what he says. Maybe it's Machokas. Maybe that's what the Chaber intentionally changed it. But he ends by Chaber Stas says, Ufizak. Okay? Beros al leil shlishi o leil reviach hatila lo chaysha filo das hagos manes. Assuming what the Chaber Stas is linking this tevila, you know, this raw dam machmas tashmish, X number or an associate, let's put it this way, the Hagos Minus and the Shulchan Aruch Pasankim is basically linking Rod Damach Mastashish with some other activity. Okay, in this case, Tvila. So the combination of Tvila and Rod Damach Mastashish makes us be choshish next month for Tvila and Rod Damach Mastashish. But he says, but the Hagos Minus links that with Kvitza and Rodam, nothing to do with Tashmish, so Kvitza and bleeding. And he says, just like by Kvitza, the Mechaber holds the Kvitza has to be that day. So also the Tvila has to be that day in order to be an issue. Okay, in order for it to be something, you have to be choshish for the following month. And our Gos Maimonides says, no, you have 2 days based on what the Shach says over there. However, nobody holds it 3 or 4 days after, right? That's what the Chavis Das ends here. By Olfizeh Baros Alo Shlisha Leviachad Vodan Lo Chai Shavila Das Agos Maimonides Duchule Hai Vaday Lo Amina Da Tvila Ak Pitsa Gori Tigro. That far you can't go. Even our Gos Maimonides would agree that if the bleeding happened more than a day later, then we would not attribute it to the action, whether the action is the case over there, Kvitza, or the case over there, Tvila. Does everyone follow? That's the Chavis Das. Okay? Just want to add in connection with this, there's a tshuva from the Maharsham. Okay, yeah, question? Oh, okay. All right, so everyone see. So again, that's always this whole Chavis Das is assuming that the combination of Tvila and leading to bleeding is the same as the combination of kvitza and something leading to bleeding, the action and the days and so on. You don't have to say that, okay? But that's how the Chavis Das learns. And therefore he says, even according to Agos Minus, and hence, even according Shulchan Aruch. If it's 3 or 4 days later after the tefillah, then we're not going to be choshes for all dam machmas tashrus automatically 3 or 4 days after the tefillah. Nothing to do with the tefillah. Okay, it had to do with the raw dam machmas tashrus, and that's it. We wouldn't associate some other activity with it. Okay, the Jewish Marsham Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. In his tshuvas, I mentioned about the Marsham in the past. Or I quoted in the past, I think so. Marsham is of Shalom Mordechai Kohen Shwadron. Those who heard of the famous Magid from Yerushalayim, or Shalom Shwadron, anyone know what I'm talking about? Okay, when Rabbi Pesach Kron started to print the Magid, you ever see those Magid? The Magid speaks, and the Magid, whatever, the Magid does this, the Magid does that. All these Magid books that he has, anyone know what I'm talking about? You've seen Pesach Kron stories. I think the first couple of volumes were things, stories that he heard from the Magid, Shalom Shwadron, who used to, I think, stay by him when he came to America in Queens. Anyway, he was a famous Magid in Yerushalayim, Shalom Shwadron. He was a grandson of the Maharsham with the same name, Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shwadron. He was one of the important poskim in Europe. And a Galatiana posek. Was known for the great Bekias. He has many volumes of Tshuvas. So this is Tshuvas Maharsham Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. I ever tell you a story that when someone had a shalom with the story of the B'chaim? I told that story once. No, I don't remember. Okay, Reb Chaim, somebody apparently once came to Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, with a question. And Reb Chaim said he had to think about it and so on. Shaila had to think about it. And so they needed the answer right away. So they went to the Maharsham. You know the story? They went to the Maharsham. And he said right away, the Prima Gadim, as I remember correctly, it doesn't matter which way is Mekel Machmer, I'll just say it. The Maharsham answered, the Prima Gadim is Mekel. There's a difficult Gemara somewhere that seems to be Mashi Yishmi Machmer. That's the answer he gave. The Prima Gadol is Mekel, is a difficult Gemara that says to be Machmer. A person came back to Chaim. Chaim said he looked into it. He says the Gemara says should be Machmer. There's a difficult Prima Gadol who wants to be Mekel. So you just see the difference in styles of learning. Chaim says he finds the Gemara. And the Gemara says should be Machmer. It's a sure Prima Gadol that wants to be Mekel. And the Marsham says the Prima Gadol is Mekel. It's a sure Gemara that implies the other way. Different styles of learning. Anyway, in the Tshuvas Marsham, he quotes the Sefer Eshkol, who I mentioned before. The Eshkol was one of the Rishonim, the father-in-law of the Ravid, also sometimes called the Ravid, because his name is Avraham Abezin, we said it in the past. And there's some question about the... I didn't quote it from the Eshkol because it's not in the database, because the classic edition for many years of the Eshkol came under some question whether that's an authentic manuscript or not. It was put out by a certain Rabbi Auerbach, Benjamin Auerbach, who wrote a commentary called Nachal Eshkol on the bottom of the Eshkol. But he may have not had an accurate manuscript, and so there's a more critical edition. Anyway, the doesn't appear in the original edition doesn't appear in the database. But the and this is not in the newer one, but it's in the Marsham quotes. It says Avolhine be'eshkol shom kosev zel shono mina ikel amelav im rosa leitos kvos b'shas tashvim gom belel tvilasa ubein time lo rosa. Again, I'm just stressing the point. That's the only time that she sees, you know, the rest of the month, no problem. She has Tashra with her husband and no issues. But she always sees in the night of the Tefillah, whatever. Then Tifrosh Pamacheres below Tefillah. Vim Lora Sabo, Ain't Sarach Odlachos below Tefillah. If she were the second night, little Tefillah, nothing happens, then you don't have to be Choshish. Can I mean a Gabe Vesas, just like my Vesas, Ross Aliyom Yuchad, Kom Rosh Chodesh, etc. And Shimsha Gimapom below Tefillah, but 3 times. And Ross Amitashma Zero, Bain Time Lora, so Hukbo Riosa Mitashma Lil Tefillah, below Tashamish Od below Tefillah, Abu Shariam Mataris. If she always sees Machmas Dam on Lil Tefillah, okay, then she's asura to sleep with him Leil Tefillah, but the other nights will still be okay. All right, again, how are you going to get to the 3 if it's your choshesh? But we'll get to that point. All right, everyone with me so far? I mean, again, these are kind of technical miscellaneous details. So the question is, we can ask now, what has to happen on the second Leil Tefillah in order to be not choshesh the third time? The Marsham just said, right? He said, if she's roa dam machus tashish on the Leil Tefillah, good. So she has to be choshesh next month on the Leil Tefillah. Now, what happens, what has to happen on that second night Leil Tefillah? She's supposed to be Purish. So what's going to happen now to tell me that on the third Leil Tefillah, she doesn't have to be Purish? What do you mean? On the second Leil Tefillah, she wasn't with her husband, because she was parish because of the first time. So what if you follow the kasha, what has to happen for us not to, you know, what has to happen? We're talking about roa dam machmas tashrish. This is where the comparison to a regular woman switching from, let's say, day 15 to day 20, whatever, breaks down. Because here, the whole idea is she's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish on this night. So if the first, let's say 1 month, she's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, the Leil Tevila. So this following month, she's supposed to not be with him on the Leil Tevila, right? Because she was Choshesh, we just said, she's Choshesh, she'll be Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish on the Leil Tevila. So what happens now? How do you knock that out now? In other words, she didn't see Dam. There was no Tashmish. Of course, she didn't see Dam Machmas Tashmish because there was no Tashmish, right? So how do you get out of the problem? What needs to hear the kasha, everybody? You with me? You hear the question? How do you get out of it? How do you get what has to happen on the second Leil Tevila in order for us not to be Choshesh on the third time, right? So the Sidri Tara, it's a Machog Zachonim. The Sidri, I thought there's most Zachonim today. So the Sidri Tara, here by us, in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Sim Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Chav Dalet 7. The Ain Tzarek Lifar Shal Shiz, the Chomida, the Kov of Esel, the Chai Shal Achad Azimna. So Kosher, Kev of the Chayshin and Shatashman Shal Tvila, Tvarbaya Ba'adadi Gamer Leriya, okay, in Kain, Amai Lo Tech Shal Tvila Shlishid, the Hakati Lo Akra. If we're a whole concern here is that it was the combination of the Tevila and the Tashmish that caused it. So how can she be out on the third night, on the third month? What uprooted it? She didn't have Tashmish the second month on the Leil Tevila because she was Choshesh based on the first month, right? So how do you get it out? Mashal Rosa Leil Tevila based. Mishum Delo Shimshu Hudelo Rosa. That's why. Yeah, the Katar Kasha, right? That's the Sidra Tara is asking, okay? Kai Gavin Rechovesh Vaidei Mikre. V'hazman, the Einu Nekalim came boha mikra v'hazman. Anything which is totally on some action plus zman, some combination. So then, you know, you have to uproot both. Okay, kuvur sim kuf pei tesiv chavava. V'ayin shem b'shach sukkot, no, etc. After sham mar v'esa kavu gimu pon mikol mokom istama kena v'esa shadayin l'hukbo l'in choshesh. The ma'ishav. V'al korchach tzarch lomar. The hochar ika chashosha ena elamishum the shema hatvila garma. Our concern really is that what caused the dam here when she had tashma was not really the tashma at all. It was the tvila. Somehow the motion, bending, whatever it was, that caused it to happen. Okay. Umasharoa sabishash tashmish love the tashmish dami garma. Ela shakara hamikra sharoa sabishash tashmish. It was really the tvila that generated whatever bodily reaction, you know, that she had, but it was nothing really to do with Tashmish. Just that's how it worked out. It came out that it happened to Shashash Tashmish. But Ulai, Imloshim Shonamai Sarobo Sazman. Could well be that she was going to bleed at that moment whether she's having Tashmish or not. Avalaha, Lo Chashin Latir Shneim Kozman Shaluchzakach. And therefore, you don't have to be Choshesh. You don't have to be Choshesh. For the combination, if there's no chazaka, mishum hachi die b'shalot tishamish oh b'leil tefila base. So therefore, now she saw Madame Machmas Tashmish on the leil tefila 1 month. The following month, okay, she won't have tashmish, and that's fine. But that will already uproot it because lamaisa there was no dam. What do you mean? There's no tashmish. Yeah, but we're not choshesh the dam really caused it. We're choshesh the tefila caused it. And now she had a month where the tefila didn't cause it, so there's no choshesh that anymore. You follow? Hi, God. Mitzvichon alom. Where Masha Kosov Shachkam to come on? Hey, Masha Kosov Rosov Betes of Ear Shuv Ena Choshev Betes of Chodesh. You understand the Kosha? Milo talks to Betes of Valaman. V'Hod Rosov Nivliyah Hayim Mishum Dol Shimshu. A Kocha Tzoramo Komoshik Asavti. He brings the right based on the Shach later on. Which, okay. Anyway, bottom line is that once the Leil Tevila passes, the second Leil Tevila passes, and she didn't see any dam, even though she didn't have Tashmish, but she didn't see any dam. So now she's Muteris the following month. Okay, and you have to explain what.
I was going to ask, why should that be? Meaning, if you have two things that you're trying to be tola, or a combination of things you're trying to be tola, then so if you split one and prove that one is fine, so it should be the other one.
Right, but the Sidra Tara is saying that's exactly what he's saying is not the case. It's just Sidra Tara is saying that the case is we're not the concern here is not the combination of Tvila and Rodam and Tashmish. It's really just the Tvila. That's what he says. It could well be that even if she wouldn't have had Tashmish that night of Tvila, she would have bled at that very moment. Let's say she had the Tashmish at 11 o'clock at night. So it happened to me that's a look at the bottom of the first page, right? It happened to be that's when she saw the dam, but she was gonna bleed 11 o'clock anyway, because of whatever happened in the tefillah. That's what he's saying. I'm not saying it's a poshub shot, but that is what he's saying. He's saying it's not the combination really. And therefore, if you have a month, the following month goes by and the leil tefillah, she doesn't bleed, even though she didn't have tashmish. But that's it. Okay, the Now she's okay, and therefore she lets me parish only the first time in the Leil Tefila, for the second month, the first after the first time, okay. But if she doesn't see, then she's mutaris subsequently, and that's how many agree, even though it's a little bit difficult, okay. I mean, at the end, he says a little shver also. He says, "Chadayin tzorach la'ayin." In name of the choshu shema tefila gorim minolah shetfilas hamayim gormo ad ona achas lo pach. But exactly that time, it's a little bit difficult. Okay, that's what he says. But that's the position of the Sidrei Tara. Okay, we understand the kasha. That's his approach. Okay, it's not really the mikra and the zman. It's just it's enough just for the zman to pass. That's how many hold. I think most hold like that. The Chavis Das disagrees with this. Chavis Das in Kotten Tezvav 8. Okay, he disagrees. All right. And he says, no, he's Machner. And he says, you do need both. But how are you going to ever get both? Okay, so let's look at number 8. Chavis Das Burin. Sim Kufpe Vatayan here, Siv Kotten Tezvav 8. The Ain Tzorch Lufo Shalel Shal Tzvil Shish is nearer the Hainu Davka Kisha Ovra Vishimsha Belel Tzvil Shnia Belo Rosa. It is a combination. And you have to say, she wasn't supposed to have Tashmish that first month in the second Leil Tevila, the second month, in our first month after the thing happened, right? But she did. Ovra v'shimsha, that's what he says. B'Leil Tevila l'orosa. Then, Okol v'esas b'harkova. O'en ha-tzvicha, az en ha-tzvicha l'achosh. Aval kishelo shimsha b'Leil Tevila shnia, l'orosa, tzvicha l'fush gam kem b'Leil Tevila shishis. The Chavis Das agrees, Machmer. Okay, and he says it's only Shitaka had both Tashmish and Tvila. All right, she wasn't supposed to have Tashmish, she did, and nothing happened. Okay, so then good. She didn't see. So then she doesn't be closer to the third month. Okay. But otherwise we will have to ask her on the Leil Tvila until something else causes to be uprooted. Okay. I guess until she violates the issue and nothing happens. I mean, it's a strange hechatimtz, but that's what Chavis Das said. She needed also to have Tashmish and Natsi, okay, in order for not to be choshes the third time. Okay, if she has to be choshes the second time, then I have to say she must have had Tashmish at the time she wasn't really supposed to, and she didn't see any dam. That's what Chavis Das learns. Okay, now the truth of the matter is, there is another possibility. Okay, you look back in the language of the Shulchan Aruch in source 4. Okay, just a second. He says, look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch now specifically. Again, here in Sif Yud, look at 4. Look at the end of the example, right? Miu mechash chashin chadidim. He said, kegon rosa pam achas o pamayim b'leil shel tvilosa. Okay, b'leil shel tvilosa. It could be, okay, that maybe it doesn't mean leil shel tvilosa the second month. That night, it was the same night. She had bia more than once. She had tashmish more than once. In other words, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch says, "Pamayim b'leil tefilosa." Okay, what does that mean? So, l'chora, it could mean 2 or 3 times that night. Okay, according to the Chavis Das, you know that the kavona is someone she had was over in the second month, and so on and so forth. But the other poskim will say maybe what the Shulchan Aruch means is that she saw one time Machmas Tefillah, but not other times that night. Okay, you're only covered. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a little bit difficult to say. My point is a little bit difficult to say that. I mean, not difficult, but Chavis Das says it. But she was over, right? She violated. She had Tashmish, which wasn't supposed to. Okay, that's a funny case, and that's okerit. You know, that uproots the problem. I mean, he's saying it makes sense, but I'm saying there's another way to learn it. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay, that the others suggest this. Okay, with the dafka she saw on the Leil Tevila. Okay, she saw several times. Okay, that night with the Leil Tevila, the next Leil Tevila she didn't see. Oh, the next Leil Tevila she didn't see. So and she was mutter to do it because it was already a second time that night when she didn't see. So she has to be choshes for the second month. Anyway, I'm just saying it could be that she saw Dom twice on the Leil Tevila, but not a third time. So now she doesn't have to be choshes the following month. Okay, another way.
That case is assuming that she did the bedika even though there was no reason to be Bodek. She did a Bodika before and after Tashmish both times, and then they only looked in the morning.
Apparently, I looked afterwards. Yeah, that's what you have to say. Yeah. So, again, it's a little difficult. All right. In connection with this, okay, and really it's what the Ramor writes now. So there's a true, okay, it's a funny case, but that's how they, again, a machlokas, this is trying to chavis does. So let's go right there. There's a Chuvas Rashbo, Chelik Alef Siman Tov Tov Lamed Tes 9. V'imchur Gala Liro Samach L'Tvilasa Kol Shas Hatashish Rishon. Okay, if she now has a pattern, okay, she sees three times on the Bia Rishona after the Tvila, 3 months in a row. Okay, V'imchur Gala Liro Samach L'Tvilasa Kol Shas Hatashish Rishon. Whether it's that night or not, the first time she has relations with him after going to the mikveh, she always. She always sees dam. Chayin also gimel palmer too from the gimel tefillas. She called tashmish rishon rosa dam machmes tashmish. She nimtz dam al shelo osyo machazman whatever. Oz ain la takana l'shara tachas bala tizgar shalta. What can we do? Okay, she'll never ever be able to be mutter them because the very first time she's established a pattern now that the first time every time she goes to the mikveh, she comes back to the mikveh whether it's that night, later that night, the next night, whatever it is. Okay, the very first time she has beer with him after going to the mikvah, she bleeds. So, and it happens 3 times in a row. So the Rashba says she's got to get out of there. Okay, she's a sur to him because she'll never be able to be with him. She always sees you after going to the mikvah and being with him the first time. Okay, again, it doesn't necessarily mean Lil Tvilosa. That's it. Whenever the first time is upon her return from the mikvah, usually the husband and wife are together the first time she comes back after the mikvah. But okay, sometimes not, whatever. Feel well, whatever, 101 reasons, but whatever it might be, or is out of town, but be that as it may, every time the first time, whenever the first time is, so then we have a problem. Okay, and that's how the Ramal Paskins here in Sif Yud 10. Agovim, Rosa Gimel Pomim, Kol Pama, Bir, Rishon Shachat, Rosa Surla Baila, Kila Rosa Gimel Pomim, Tzufim. Sorry, EF Shal Litbo, Lashamishon. In other words, even though in between, she didn't have a problem, it's just the first time. They have relations after she comes back to the mikveh, she bleeds. The rest of the month, not so. The rest of the time, the next few weeks, no problems. But still, every time she comes back to the mikveh, the very first time she bleeds, and now she establishes that 3 times in a row, and there's no maka, whatever else. So then we have a problem, and that's what the Ramor writes. Sorry, EF Shalitbo Shamish Himo. Sure, he wrote a kolpa machat vilosa based on his Chuvas Rashbo. Okay, so she's a Sula Baila, Kila Rosa, that's like saying 3 consecutive times, even though she didn't see 3 consecutive times. She saw once, and then the next 5 times, the relationship was fine. And then she became an Eden, she went to the mikveh, came back, saw, again, next 5 times, right? Doesn't matter, okay? Then we have a problem that every time she goes back to the mikveh, okay?
Rebbe, what next 5 times are there if she becomes an Eden on mikveh night?
Yeah, so that's also a problem, okay? How do you ever have any other times? Okay, so again, we can go back and say, hey, Avra, right? She wasn't supposed to, but she did. Okay, that's what you have to say. But the Shach points out in Sukkot Lamed, right? Your point, okay? The Shach says, Klomar, Kilo over Rosa Gimel Palmer Tzuv Velo Tvila Devada Belava Chiyevshlin So Shalosh Palmer Tzuvim Shrei Tzvicha Litpo B'chol Pan. Right, I mean, each time is going to require a new tefillah. That's what you're saying, basically, right? I mean, that's what the Shach says. The only way for him to see 3 times in a row is if she's over, because otherwise, because she always needs to be tovelas after she sees. I mean, again, it's funny hechatimsa. All right. Okay, the Taras Hashlamim here in Sukkot Lamed says afilo haya biyasa below dam bentayim. And he says it more specifically, like look in 12 and it's quite loving. I mean, that was your point, lady, right? That's what Taras Hashem says. So I feel a higher b'yosav lo'dam bein time k'gon sha'avra v'shim shabal tefila. He spells it out. B'kol makom kamech ruchzul liros dam b'yirishon shachas lo tzavi kilu rasa gomor tzufim b'li hafsek tashmish bein time rak b'chol pama chashiv nekim tavar rasa b'yirishon rasur kain pirsha taz ashach and so on b'sof sifra. Yeah, okay. But then he said, yeah, so that's the Taras Hashem says. But then he quotes the Sefer Amunah Shmuel, okay? Right, the Taz, Taz has gotten Yud Dalad, okay? Taz is going to Yudala, print on the bottom. Skip down for a second to 13. He's Avokan Ika Chashash Machmas Birushon Shachar Tvila Afal Pishu Zman Rav Achar Tvila. Like I said before, it doesn't have to be the Leil Tvila, even if it was sometime after the Tvila. Ela the Kosher is a Prita Shasura. Kehol Isha Shwazin Gom Horatum. Al Ken Tzachom. Demari Afal Pishu Ben Time. Haru Birushal Heter. Okay. And, in the language of Birushal Heter is a little bit unusual. Okay. Anyway, but that's what Taz says also. So good. So they have to be that she was Overis. Let me just find what I was continuing. The Mishmuel, where is it now? Back in the 12 in the Torah of Shlomim. Va'ayin be'mun Shmuel, third line. Simchav Gimel. Shekos of the Kavanos Harab Agar Ritzufim. Shekincha Atzma b'Gimel Edim. Toch Shir Veses. Shem Shagimel Pama v'Layel Echad. So Alex, that's what you were talking about before, right? Okay, that's in the Mun Shmuel. Okay, it's talking about it was all on the same night. Okay, and she cleaned herself. She checked this. She kincha atzma. Shimsha gimel pom v'layel achas. Who had to gomer? Ulamachar barka be'ed shelo. Oh shelo she kincha b'shelo she can matza alakolechem emdam zunikar ritzufim. Okay, so Alex, you said it before, right? You were the shemichabit to this. You were mechabit to this Mun Shmuel. Okay. Yes. We call Malkum Adina Gam died from a scandal. If you don't have a Tashmish, you'll have to be in time. Habikir Tzufim. I don't like the language Tashmish, you'll have to. One second. Because it wasn't really Mutter. The Lush from Tashmish, you'll have to. It's funny, right? All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just a little bothered now by the language Tashim Shal Heter. Why is it Tashim Shal Heter? Yeah, see, that's why he gives another example. He says, Kamosh Harbach, look what he says. That's the hechatimta he gives. Okay? He gives another scenario. It's not that she sees every time after Tvila. Again, you understand what the Chonam is struggling with here, because how does it, how does it work? How does the hechatimta, like you were all asking? Okay, so either she was over, or it was three times in one night, but he gives another case here. That's why I want to bring out the Torah Shalom here. In the name of the Amun HaShmuel, he says that when it says she always sees Beleil Tvilosa, not every time she goes to the mikveh, but Leil Tvilosa after her normal period. Okay, so let's say she got a normal period of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so then she comes back to the mikveh and she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish. So then she goes to the mikveh again. All right, now it's the middle of the month, whatever. Now she goes to the mikveh, nothing happens. And it's the three times Tvila following the normal period, not following Tvila, but not following Tvila. That's how you can have Bishul Heter bin time, right? In other words, he says, Gimel Pam Bechol Pam Bebir Rishonu Shala Achar Tvilasa Levesta. Avobain Vesis Levesis Kishatov Lacha Matiz Dam Shimsha Kamalela Zulo Rosa. Okay. So that's the Matzias that he gives over here. She only saw following Tvila Levesta, but the Tvila that followed this Roa Dam Achmas Tashmish was not. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's the story there. Okay. Let's turn to 14. That was Torah Shalom Sukkot Lamed. I want to bring out that point, but for the previous Tarso Shaman in Choftes, okay, he mentions something else. He says, again quoting the Sefer Amun HaShmuel, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, like I said before, is back in number four, was Kigon Rosa Pam Achas O Pamayim Beleil Shel Tvilosa. And that's the text. He says, "Kachia Girsa b'chol sifra shulchan aruch." We know, but Shmuel Shmuel. He said, "Alashem agumgam." The tevas shel miyusa. What is leil shel tvilosa? Leil tvilosa. What kind of a funny language? What is leil shel tvilosa? The other kasha. What does it mean, Leil Shel Tfilosa? That's what he's bothered by over here. Okay. The line was Leil Shel Tfilosa, because Lashon Shel is Meusar. Just say Leil Tfilosa. Oh, the mashmos, Lashon Mashmos, the Af Ikova Gimel Pom, Enochoshesh is Kim Leil Tfilosa. Okay. He said it's a mistake. He said even if she sees three times in that night, that's the Taz implies the Taz I said before. Okay, the Taz implies that she's not choshesh. If she sees three times in the same night, she's not choshesh other than a Leil Tefillin. Who says? Okay, why is that true? Maybe it should be like three consecutive things, and then it's a problem. Why should we be more makel if she's roa da machos tasha three times in the same night than if it's spread out? Okay, so so he says over here that just a moment. Can asul l'shan sholom be rishon? Can she kvar hukas gimel pama roa machos tasha rishon? It's about that. Can asul l'olam? Yeah. So he says. That's why Herak Shem Shuz Mul Shmuel B'Shul Zeh Magia Shem Shon Shmuel Nohosif Tevas Shell. One second. Shekeinu B'Shul Shmuel Nohosif. Oh, I'm sorry, he has a different word. Just a moment. He says instead of the word Shell, it should say Sheni. That's the point. He said the word Shell should not read Leil Shel Tfilosa. But Leil Sheni Tfilosa, okay, that happened. The only thing is that's against.
Isn't he saying add the word Leil Sheni Shel Tfilosa?
Shel Tfilosa, yeah. Which parallels. That's what I mean, yeah, not instead of adding, okay, adding the word Hosif Tevas Sheni. Now that makes it more like the example of the Gos Maimonides, right? It throws out that whole Chavos Das that says no, but Kavona he said Leil Tfilosa, not Leil Sheni Shel Tfilosa. Right, and so he rejects that, and he said that's what some of the old manuscripts have over here. Leil Sheni Shel Tfilosa, okay. That's what the Amud Shmuel said. Torah Shlomo at the end comes out more like the Chavos Das, okay. In other words, he says that she only be asura on the day of her tefillah if she always sees dam machmas tashmish after, but she's still be mataras on the other days. Okay, the Leil Sheni Shel Tefillah, so that would be the only night there will be a problem. All right, but at the end he goes back, I think, because again that would reject that Chavos Das we mentioned before, that the Mechaber is connecting to the Kvitzer case, which you don't have to say, but at the end he agrees with that also. The Sidrei Tara in 15, the Sidrei Tara, it's the same Sif Cotton, Chav Gimel was before. No, it was not before Sidrei Tara, Chav Gimel. I didn't write the Sif Cotton here, but before it was Chav Dalet. I think this should say Sidrei Tara, Sif Cotton, Chav Gimel. I didn't print it. I'll write it in over here now. Yeah, 415 is in the Sidrei Tara, Sif Cotton, Chav Gimel. He basically says if they... Also, Achar Ian nearly the Afar Rabbi Minchas Yaakov at Torah Shalom, Lo Kosa Lo Hakav Rola Gimel Pam Machan Tashrish Kol Pam Belil Tvilasa El Kesheshim Shem In Time Velo Rasa. He also says that again, it's only this whole assumption is only if there was Tashrish in between. Avo Shaloshim Shem In Time Avada Lo Hikla Rabbi Minchas Yaakov. Okay, it has to be that that has to do with the Tvila. Again, whether it's Lo Sheni Shel Tvila or not, that's what he says that also. The Chavos Das. Says that he simply disagrees with Taurus Shlomim. Okay, he thinks it's not correct. Okay, if we know that a woman sees only on a certain day, Machmas Tashmish, okay, he doesn't care. Because according to him, once you're all Machmas Tashmish three times, I don't care what day it is. Okay, it doesn't matter which day it is. And he says once she's, let's say, in the Leil Tefillah, it doesn't matter. And look in Sukkot and Tezayin in the Birim 16. He said Kosav Ataz and so on. Zayin Adoma fine. The Shom Atalach Hashash Ba'Oso Laila Dafka, like we explained before. Vinei Arab Ba Minchas Yaakov Haven Medivre Ataz Elu Dimrosa Gimel Pama Beleil Tvila Machmas Tashmish Afshalo Hayat Tashmish Etam In Time. She's not a surah just on a Leil Tvila. Okay, as we said just before. And therefore, she says, so Gimel Palmer Ritzufim, but Yom Yadua, Ein Asur Rak Losi Yom Yadua, but Chalil Lomar Kane. You can't say this only going to be also on that day. Okay? Vishtaka Dava Leomar, Lamti Kula, there's no such Kula. And the Pisri Tshuva, and Sukkot and Mem Gimel, in 17, again, says you have to say the Dafka Kisha Ovra Vashim Shabbat Tzilashniya, I mentioned it before. At the end, he writes, an important point. He says, because of the Lomol Bedika Shofaris Latir Belel Tvila. Okay, once he's going to be also on the Lel Tvila, according to that view of the Torah Shlomim and so on, or whatever night it is, Bedika Shofaris won't help. Okay, once he's been Koveyat. All right. Next case. Again, it's an unusual case. And again, it's not that common, but it's just something that the Achorim are struggling with. How do you get the Hechatimsa, you know, to what the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch was talking about? The Ramah goes on, 18, to say as follows. What about the following case? Related, but not exactly the same. 18. Sif Yud. Vim ira lo sherosa gimel pama v'rishon sha'achar leidosa. Okay? What if after having a baby, woman, you know, the first, she sees the first three times if they're having a baby, or, okay, and it's ira lo sherosa gimel pama v'rishon, I mean, I should say three times, three times in a row, the first bia after, like, she had three children, and each time, the first bia she saw done. Or the other way around, as I said the first way. Or if she sees after each leda three times when she has tashrish. But other than that, she doesn't see. Right? The first time after having a baby, she sees dam, then she has tashrish many times. And then she becomes pregnant. The second baby, same thing. The first time after she had the baby, she sees dam. Then she goes on once again, no problem. And the third time, or like this, after she saw three times after each leda, okay, but after that she didn't see. So Yesha Kosal Hokalatir Labaila, Kitalino Haria Bichul Shosa Adain Mikoch Leidosa. There we're not going to say she's a Surah Machmas Tashrish, because we're going to be told it in some form of weakness due to the leda, some sort of problem, but some sort of result of the delivery. For example, he writes, Shehuku Hatstodi Mikoch Leidosa. You know, I mean, a big baby's got to come, not so big, but big enough. It's got to come out of a small area. So obviously, the skin is stretched and things are pushed to limit and so on. So therefore, lachain ro samoch leida v'lo charkach v'talina v'leida kemosh talina v'mako. So he says we're tola in leida just like we're tola in a mako. All right. So the that's the Ramo's kula over here. Yes. What exactly are the circumstances of this? So the shach. I want to stand the kula of the Ramo. Simple. So in the Sukkot and Lamed Aleph, now the shach writes, Klomar in irlo sherosa techef acher leidosa gimel pomim ritzufim. Okay, she saw three times in a row after having a leida, after having one baby, she saw three times. And again, you got to say, okay, v'acharkach over of a shimsha bein time. Elora says she she saw three times after one particular leida, okay, and means she was over and had tashmish the fourth time and didn't see. Then she's muteris, okay. But really, she shouldn't, because after three times she's over dam machmas tashmish. V'acharkach over of a shimsha bein time. Elora says v'acharkach chaz of elora says achalei dosa next time shalosh par mitzum v'lo shimsha shuv muteris. Even after every baby she sees three times, okay, she's still in the terrace. Rak acharkach ben kol leida lo shimsha ben time velo rosa v'achal leida gimel odal chazur rosa gimel pom ritzufim v'shuv lo shimsha muteres. Avol im rosa gimel pom ritzufim v'achal leida osa lo shamesh acharkach lechatchila. But if she saw three times after the leida she lechatchila she shouldn't dein matirin el kesh acharkach over v'shimsha. Okay, either she saw after one leda three times machmas tashmish, okay, and the fourth time over the shimshon didn't see, okay. And therefore, yeah, okay, should be muteris. Or if she saw one time after the leda, by three consecutive ledas, okay, And after that Leda, she saw, after the third Leda, she saw also, but not Ritzufos, again with Mekel. That's the second case, right? So in other words, what's the second case again? The second case is, again, according to the Shach, the case is either she saw three times after one particular Leda, or she saw once after each of three Ladas. If she saw three times after one particular Leda and it was over and had Tashna the fourth time, she's Mutaris. Okay? If she saw once after three consecutive Ladas, again, Machmatasha, she saw once after three consecutive Ladas, or three times after a Leda that was not consecutive, then she would also be Mutaris. But the Taz disagrees. Okay, the Taz, in Sivkot and Tezvav, he's Mekel only in the first case. He's only Mekel when she saw once after three consecutive Ladas. But if it's three times after one Lada, then we're Machmer. So that's a Machlokas, the Shach, and the Taz on that point. Again, we don't have to, you know, overemphasize this. I'm just trying to go through these Makaris on a page. Okay, this is not so common. The Ramah then goes on to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really not so common that a woman will experience, you know, bleeding, you know, even after she gets a clean hefsek and is able to go to the mikvah?
Really, she will experience bleeding. We're talking again, it's Machmas Tashmish, though. We're talking right here, we're going to roll Machmas Tashmish. I mean, is it not so? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it is. I don't know. Usually once she, you know, she bleeds for a number of weeks after having the baby, and then she resumes a normal schedule. So I don't know. I shouldn't say. You're right. I shouldn't say. Maybe it's more common. Again, we're talking here, but not just time she bleeds and she's chozeres to bleed. And that's true. But the question here, it's the tashmish that generates. Right. But maybe it does.
Right.
Maybe. Okay.
If a woman had like an episiotomy or something, like it wasn't just time to lay down.
That the episiotomy will, you know, that causes more bleeding, but that's going to prevent them from going to mikvah to begin with, right? I mean, right. It's not. I think. I don't know. I should withdraw that comment. I don't know how. Maybe common. Maybe.
No, just like because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this, so maybe like even in those kinds.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shulchan doesn't say it at all. It's a Shach and a Taz, and it's a Machlokas where you can be Mekel. But yeah, and now the next case is the Ramah here again. It's all in Sif Yud. I'm just trying to get through it. Ramah writes, "V'chol zem kvar over shim shabein leidus v'shonosh shehuchzik os biyushal heter achar biyushal iser." I'm in Rosa Gimel Pum and Ritzuf Machar Leida Lo Talim Leida and Latzricha Bedikas Hashvoferes. Okay, the Ramah says that if the woman saw three times in a row after the Leida, okay, it was after the Leida. Then you wouldn't be Mekel. You call Makwitch and Tikum Dikum over Shim Shalorosa Mutaris, the Tashra Zu Shalorosa Adim Dikas Ashfaris. Yeah, okay. So what the Ramah is saying that if the woman saw three times in a row after Lay, then he can't be told the Dominant Lay anymore. Right, three times because there's a huchzuka, and other times she didn't see. See the shach and the shach on that, the shach in Sivkot and Lamed Beis says that if it's during the time of the Meitar, according to the Torah, let's look at Lamed Beis together. And Rasa Gimel Parmer Tzuv Achar Leid the Lo Talam Leid the Nearly Dafka Rasa La Achar Lamed Gimel Zocher V'Samach Bovin Akeva. Remember the Meitar. Beginning of Parshas, it does be right. 33 days for a boy, she gave birth to a baby boy, and 66 days in the cable. Al tochas manazeh, kevin de minadin dam toahu. Okay, near the ein lahotzi ish mebalav shulkach. All right, the shach has a kula that if she sees during the 33 days after having a baby boy, or the 66 days after a girl, which are called yimeitar deraisa, midin deraisa, the dam is dam tor. So there, we're not going to emote her from her husband based on that dam she sees machmas tashrish. We're machmer to consider that damnida. Okay, we don't have yimei tor anymore. But the chiddush of the shach is that we will still consider it dam tor for the purpose of not making her to leave her husband. In the case of dat ro dam machmas tashrish, you follow? The Pesach Tshuva quotes in a place that disagrees with this. Okay, on the other hand, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Pesach Tshuva is a machlokas achronim. Okay, Pesach Tshuva and Sukkot and Mem Zayin. Okay, I increase the place of cholera. But the shach is an interesting point. As the shach says, when we say we ignore the yimei tahar, the 33 days dam is tahar, 66 days after girl is tahar, and we don't accept that. We don't accept that insofar as we consider her need, then she'll have to go to the mikvah and so on. But insofar as Roa Dam Machmas Tashris to make it the words of husband, then we won't consider that Dam. We will consider that Dam to be Dam Tar and won't be Machmas. Okay? Yeah. And at the end, the Ramor writes that if she did have Bia in between, so that's even better than the Bedika Shroferis. Shach explains, because the Shroferis, you know, the other Bedika Shroferis, right, the man's Aver is better in terms of doing a Bedika. It's stronger type of Bedika, so to speak, than the Tamka Shroferis that she's inserting. Okay? All right, let's do one more batch here just to finish up this. That was all Sifyut. Let's do a Sifyut Aleph also, okay? I would like to finish this. Like to finish this Simon on Sunday, B'ez Hashem. Two more Sifim, okay? So let's just read a little further. The Chuvas Harashba, Chelik Aleph Simon Tof Lamed Hey 25, okay? So a woman, Al Isha Sheros Adam Machmas Tashmish. Okay, it happened once. Ula achar chatzi shana, half a year later. Chazor also machmas tashmish. Matam karin. Inimshal shalo zel vadai karin machmas tashmish. Okay, and then that's the metzias and so on. But it happened half a year later. Okay? And so, medidon ze afim nimshal shalo shalo ibein obein achar zman shari legavra. Okay? The Rashbo's feeling is, in this tshuva, is that if a woman is well machmas tashmish, after half a year she sees again, she's not a surah because she never established a pattern, okay? But you have to keep track of that date because half a year after that, she would need to be Purish. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, believe it or not, in Simon Kuf Pezayin here in Sifyut Aleph 26. Isha Sheros HaMachmas Tashmash Ula Acha Chatzi Shona Chaz HaRos HaMachmas Tashmash Muteris Labayla Sharlo Kavav V'Gimel V'Esh Shavim V'Lo B'Dilu Mir Chasheshes La'achron Pam Echad. Accepts this ruling, okay, that she would need to be Purish on the day that she sees in terms of this pattern, but days in between she'd be Muteris. All right. The Shach adds, Sivkot Lamed Hey. He says that if this happens every half a year, you'd also need to be choshesh for that day the next month. In addition to the dilug, the half a year, but whatever day it happens, okay, it happens on the fifth of the month, so there's still to be choshesh the fifth of the following month. So you have to be choshesh for the following month also. And the, what's the Pesach Tshuva now? Quotes the Chavos Das. But Hanukkah she'ovar Rishim she'vetes from Be'ir lo rosa detiakar bar kova v'kashol Rishim she'klal asura. What does he mean? Olam koymeh she'ovar Rishim she'lo rosa. The Chavos Das is saying the second time only uproots. Yeah, again, it goes back to what we said before. It only uproots if she's over, okay? Which is like that Chavos Das that we had earlier. Okay, had to be a case that she was over. But if she wasn't over, then she'll always have to worry about this half a year, haflaga. Okay? All right. So we'll stop with Sifyut Aleph. Okay, we'll stop over here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I'll do something in the Parsha. Not something in the Parsha, actually. Nady, you asked me about, when we discussed, I said to come back to it. So since this week is December 4th, we start saying Talamotar, Ashkenazim, and the Sfaradim, what they call Barchenu, right? You change the text, so maybe tomorrow I'll talk about what that's all about and how the secular date, December 4th, on the solar calendar has any halachic significance for us. So that'll be Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and Sunday we'll finish up this sif finally on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. Okay? The second half, you have the papers, and then we'll go from there. All right, everyone should have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.